Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast this week. I am your host, Kirsty Perugia.
And I am Amy Ravel, and it is always a delight to be able to drop into your ears to talk all things decluttering and organizing and intentional living and freedom and grace and all the things that we love. Kirst, tell me, I want to know two things. Firstly, I want to know, have you gotten into Wordle yet?
No.
No, okay. My eldest, Jesse, who's nearly 16, is so massively into Wordle, but he also is into Quirtle and Octurtle and whatever Nerdle? The 16 Erdle is.
There's and a he does, Nerdle.
Oh, which, how many is that?
Oh, it's a maths one.
Stop it. How do I not know about this?
Oh, Emily found it the other day.
Oh, Emily, like, thank you. Oh,
what about this, Mum?
Yeah. It's been awesome, actually, because he struggles a bit with literacy. And so he has absolutely been loving it and has identified that part of his struggle with literacy is not having the available letters in front of him when he's trying to spell a word, because as soon as they're there, even if they're there with a whole lot of other ones, it's really easy to see and spell. And I was like, dude, like, that's what a keyboard is. You can just look at your keyboard and figure out what a word is. So it's been a great literacy tool in our house, and also great source of competition between my dad and I, because we have raging competition of who's the champion each day. The second question I have for you is, when you were growing up, were you an all or nothing kid, or were you pretty stable at going, oh, I don't have to cut off my nose to spite my face? Which did you fall into?
It's a really good question. I'm going to have to ponder that a bit longer. Mm. Let me take a guess at what you were.
Oh, nobody has to guess, do they? I think my mother would have said to me at least once a week, you don't have to cut off your nose to spite your face, because I was very much an all or nothing kid. Usually all. Mm. It was very rarely nothing. It was all. Yes, I'm going to join the Amnesty International Club at school, but I'm also going to be the president, and I'm also going to write the most amount of letters that any child in high school has written in Australia since the 1970s. Like, it is all or nothing, nothing is my natural inclination. And I think as I've matured, I have learnt that there's somewhere in between. In fact, there's a lot in between.
Mm-hmm. I think that I probably have always been a starter and not a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the something.
That's the something, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So today's episode is called All or Something, and often we say all or nothing, but we want to flip it around today and talk to you about all or something. Kirst, have you seen the TV ad?
Yes. So there's a TV ad. I searched hard and wide. Long and hard for the ad, and could not – my Google search skills are clearly lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just something today, or the other day when I was preparing this episode, could not find the ad. But there is this ad that talks about, and it's on Australian TV, and it's probably actually just on digital because we just watch catch up. And so it's all the same ads, every single ad.
Every single break, time, yeah.
And Emily goes spare at the TV every single ad break. Of every single show that we watch in catch up, I hear her complaints about the ads. So that's fun. But
she's clearly not a child of the 80s where you just dealt with it.
Yeah. So there's this ad on at the moment that is talking about how I think it may do a couple of references to different types of things that we go all or nothing in. Mm-hmm. So all or nothing in health, all or nothing in fitness, all or nothing in food intake, all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And the point of the ad is to say, actually, instead of all or nothing, how about you give all or something? Mm-hmm. And Simon, when I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect for our listeners and perfect for my clients and perfect for me. Simon's like, that's what I do all the time, Cassie. That comes so naturally to me. Wow. He's all like, when I want to go for a run and I go, oh, actually, I can't be bothered. He always tells himself something's better than nothing.
That's amazing.
He is amazing.
We need to get our Simon on.
Yes. So maybe today we can get our Simon on and think about doing something is better than nothing.
Yeah. And I think that there are certain cohorts of our community who, for lack of option and out of necessity, have become an all or something type of people. So I often find that when I'm working with people with disabilities, they have come to realize that something is better than nothing. When I work with people that have lots and lots of kids, something is better than nothing. When I work with people that have physical ailments or health, it's more like your fatigue, your fibromyalgia, your chronic illness. Thank you. You got the words there. It's going to be one of those days where we just play charades and can't find the words. That they have come to understand that something is better than nothing because all is not an option.
Mm.
And I think that we don't necessarily realize that in life until life makes us realize it, until it slaps us across the face with all or nothing. So we thought it would be an awesome podcast topic.
Yeah. And we see this all the time that, you know, people think that they can get everything done in a weekend or mm-hmm. all in a day. So they'll try, you know, they'll clear out their garage and then go and then lose momentum, which is what we were talking about last weekend.
Mm.
And then they feel guilt and shame about starting something and not being able to finish it because they lost momentum or they ran out of time or something more urgent happened, like their kid broke their leg and they had to go to hospital or something, you know, dramatic.
Yeah.
And so we just want to encourage you today that something is better than nothing. How can we – what could something look like? And, yeah, what can that look like in your unique expression of living in this world?
And I think it's about breaking it down. And so some of the episodes that come to mind that we probably touch on it is the micro decluttering, Ruth's episode where we talk about the power of 15 minutes. And it's things like, oh, my gosh, we're so far behind in the washing. So rather than thinking I have to do 8 loads today, I'm going to put a load on. And so something is better than all or nothing in that case. And because momentum is often kicked off, as we talked last week about being given the hard shove, momentum is often hard shoved by the something because the all or nothing paralyzes and gets nothing done. Even though all seems like you're going to get it all done, often in your mind saying you have to get it all done paralyzes you. And so you do get nothing done. And so something is far better than both of those options.
Yeah. And knowing that doing something works together to get all of it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you just do something each day, eventually you'll look back and it will be all done.
Mm-hmm. I find that with putting away stuff like sheets and towels is so our washing cycle is once things are dry, Jesse brings them in off the line, Elijah sorts them. We've got 4 washing baskets. So each of the boys both have a basket each. Cal and I have a basket and we have a basket for non-clothes, towels, sheets, tea towels, sponges, anything else that we've washed. And generally speaking, it's my job to put away the ones that the inanimate non-clothing things. And they can just sit there because, I don't know, I just don't get very motivated to put them away. But sometimes I will literally go to the basket and just pull out the tea towels because I'm walking past or I've got 30 seconds. I'm like, I know I can't do all of it right now, but I am going to feel better if I've done something. And then as soon as I've done the something, the all is smaller. Mm-hmm. So the perfect way to break down all is into lots of little somethings.
Mm-hmm.
Something, 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 and then it's all.
Yeah.
What's that movie? Is it a kids' movie that's it's Kung Fu Panda. And in it, the song, it actually says something, something, something alive. Like it actually says the word something, where you think you would use it when you don't know the words and you're making up the words. But anyway, total sidebar. ADHD brain, that's all I have to say.
And there is so many times in our days that we want to do exactly what you do and just walk past the laundry basket.
Mm-hmm.
Like we
so
walk
many times.
Over a sock. We yeah. walk past the dishes in the sink. We walk past that basket of laundry and think it's all too hard, I'm not going to do it. And mm-hmm. so exactly breaking it down into bite-sized chunks really helps. And then, again, picking up that sock as you walk over it is working towards the all. Doing the dishes, and now it may seem ridiculous to do three dishes after having morning tea, but doing those three dishes means that you have three less dishes to do come lunchtime.
Brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. It really does give the hard shove to momentum.
Yes.
It really, really, really does. I can't quite say enough how this relates to perfectionism and the all or nothing, because I think we see it a lot with our clients, but we also see it a lot with those who are in our Head, Heart and Home decluttering course, and the perfectionism is just paralyzing. And it's like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it at all, mm-hmm. which is the all or nothing. But when we say, actually just get movement, like just do something, something is better than nothing, then, and the other day in our Head, Heart and Home coaching call, someone was sharing something and Kathy, one of our awesome community members, wrote on a piece of paper, progress, not perfection, and like held it up to her camera and she had us all in stitches, because it is that. It's like progress, not all or nothing, something, 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 something.
Yes. And you are really worthy of just doing something because your future self will really thank you for mm-hmm. doing that something, something, something. Like, and you are inherently worthy. Like I'm not meaning it from like you should do anything. It's like your future self will really thank you for doing the something, and yourself will really thank you for doing something rather than thinking that it all needs to be done. It's just like I just want to speak to your identity and say you are worthy of changing this mindset around all or nothing or perfectionism. It can just be something, something. Just do something, something today.
Okay, so I'm Googling it, Kirst.
Yes.
It's the song is called Legends of Awesomeness. And I'm Googling it to get the words, so I'm just watching it. It's just throw into YouTube, Kung Fu Panda, Legends of Awesomeness. And you can watch the something, 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 and you'll, know what we're talking about.
And
not
you'll
that,
giggle.
Just, that we're crazy.
Although Belinda will put it in the show notes.
Yeah. So here it is. It's called something, 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 something alive. So it's even got the little abbreviations of there's no G's on the end of something, 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 something alive. So there you go. That's where it came from. Not going crazy. Also, let's talk more about nothing.
So let's talk about some things that it could look like. That's something, something. What could it look like? So I have thought about a few of these, and I'm sure Amy will come up with a few more. One thing that we hear all the time is, I have to wait until the op shop Goodwill box bag is full before I take it to the op shop. No, you don't.
You absolutely don't.
Take a half a box, half a bag. That's something, something, and it will actually help with the momentum.
I actually did that this week, Kirst. I'd seen a client on Monday and my car was like 80% full. And I knew that I had a whole lot of donations at home that I'd been waiting to take. And I have to drive past my house from the clients to get to the op shop. So I was like, oh, I'll just pop in at my house, pick up my donations, throw them in the car, and then, you know, that's two trips in one. And then I was like, I actually am so tired physically that I think if I pull up into my driveway and I go inside, I'm probably not going to do it. I'm probably going to go, I'll check my emails, I'll have something to eat. So I drove past my house with the donations and just went and dropped them off at the op shop. And it meant that I've still got the donations sitting here that still need to go. But in that moment, I knew myself well enough that something was better than nothing. And so the something happened 100% and that was fully done. And now I know I've just got another trip to make at some point.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why Simon often puts our donations straight in my car so that I don't have to make that decision.
Exactly.
It's already in my car waiting for my next client.
Oh, I'm going to steal that trick.
Yeah. So there you go. Another thing that you could do, a little something, is to just pick a room and go around and collect the rubbish. Nothing else. Don't worry about putting anything else away where it needs to go. Just pick up the rubbish in the room.
Mm.
We'll get somebody else to pick up the rubbish for you.
Sometimes when we're talking about life admin, you know how life admin just builds up? Kirst, you and I have been talking about it lately, that we have so much life admin, particularly for our kids at the moment. And sometimes I look at it and I'm like, I have like 15 appointments I need to make and I don't have time to do them. Actually, I could book one. Or I could book one that I can only make during business hours. And then, so the other day I had to make one during business hours. And then I went, actually, I know that I can make one via an app and I knew that I could make one online. And so I just did the one during business hours that I had to. And then after dinner, I went and did the other two because I'd started something and it wasn't the all. And so then I could do the something, something.
Perfect. Now that we're heading into autumn and definitely feels like winter up here in Sydney at the moment, maybe you could go through your summer wardrobe and let go of anything that you know you didn't wear this summer. So you're not doing your whole wardrobe, you're just considering your summer wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
Although here in Sydney we didn't have much for summer, so good luck.
And you don't generally get much of a winter. You have such relative consistent weather in Sydney compared to many other places around the globe where it's extremes to both ends.
Yes. And so for our American friends who are coming out of winter, go through your winter stuff. And our UK friends, go through your winter stuff. Although, or just go even smaller than that whole category. Like go to your socks.
Just your coats or
your undies or your scarves or your beanies or, you know, just break it into bite-sized chunks.
Something is better than nothing.
Mm.
When you're getting out of your car, if you've got little kids and you often like have your arms full, if you do by chance happen to go to the shops on your own or go out for coffee with a friend and you're not having to wrangle kids and nappy bags and snacks and drink bottles to come in the house, you could use that chance to just grab a handful of rubbish or grab toys or other things that have been left in the car. So it's not like every time you get out of the car, you always have to make sure you take all the rubbish. It's like, actually, when I'm on my own and I don't have to worry about toddlers, I am in that moment not going to do it all, but I'm just going to grab one hand load of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Another one could be when you bring in the mail today and you go to put it on the pile that is left undone for the last couple of weeks that you haven't opened the mail, maybe instead of putting them down, maybe just go through today's pile. Mm. And so, again, you're not going through all of them that you haven't done. You're just going through the five that came in the mail today.
Mm. And I think too, when people talk about getting a professional organizer into their homes, people think, oh my gosh, I have to get them to do the entire house and there's no way I can afford that from a financial perspective or from a time perspective. But what if you just said, actually, something's better than nothing and it really is my wardrobe that's driving me the most crazy. So I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to contact them and say, I just want one session, or I want a 1 hour virtual session so that I can get something done, because at the moment I'm getting nothing done and I can't afford to do all. And the something is just having one single session and getting that happening. And that may kick off, that may hard shove momentum, and you may have the flow on.
Yeah. You could go into one room and find the dirty clothes in that one room, instead of thinking that you need to go through every single room and collect all of the dirty clothes.
You could even put a half load of washing on. Like, most machines have the ability for you to pick what the water level is going to be at. And in our house, it's always at full because there's four of us. But it doesn't have to. You could put on a load of washing at half a load, and that's okay too. And then you've got something done, not nothing.
I was so amazed. Oliver went on year seven camp last week. Aww. And I was so amazed at the drastic reduction of clothes, just one person. And then the same happened this week when Simon was away. I was like, how does one person make such a difference to the load of washing? It's ridiculous.
I wonder too if, because Oliver and Simon, and probably you as well, have more than one outfit in a day, because you are all like running, going to the gym, doing sport. And so it's not just like a shorts and t-shirt or a school uniform. It's like all of the things that go into making that day. That my rubbish bin's being collected, excuse the noise. And the dogs are going crazy because the rubbish bin's being collected. This is okay. This is real life. I wonder too, that's it, Kirst. Like, it's the multiple things, the towel not being used, the, you know, the running gear not being done.
Yeah. It was mind-blowing to me. Mm. I was like, really, this is... And so then I go, oh, wow, that makes me think of people who've got five people in their family, or six or seven or eight or nine or 10, 11 or 12.
That's a lot of washing.
It is a lot of washing. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Imagine doing all the bed sheets. You couldn't even do them in one day. Like, we do our bed sheets all on the same day, throw them all in the wash together, then throw them either on the line or in the dryer. You actually couldn't do that with more than three beds.
Mm. We can't fit all of our three beds in one, in our washing machine.
Oh, can't you?
No.
That's disappointing. But you've got a king bed. Maybe that's why.
We've got super king.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, well, so we've got two king. Queens and a single.
Yeah, we've got a king. But, yeah, anyway. What else could we do? We could go through one shelf of the bookcase and let go of three books, rather than thinking that you have to go through the whole bookcase. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's, you know, you guys will be thinking of so many other options, I'm sure.
Let's talk about beautiful Ruth and her concept of 15 minutes. Because I think that and micro decluttering, yeah, we've got whole episodes on them.
Yeah.
But if you haven't listened to them, go and listen to them after this episode, but let's just give you the quick version of it.
Love it. Well, the quick version is, it's a tool for the something when you get stuck on the all or nothing. A couple of tools that you can use to have something is a micro declutter, or as Sylvia would call it as well, is a nano declutter. Is I'm going to declutter while I'm waiting for my toast to pop up. I'm going to declutter the teaspoons. Or I'm going to declutter the tea towels and get rid of the ones that are threadbare, and really breaking it down to one category. Or the nano declutter might be, I'm just going to get rid of one tea towel, or I'm going to get rid of one plastic spoon that we are never going to use. So it's that micro and nano, like one little thing, and that something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Ruth's concept.
So Ruth uses our encouragement of doing 15 minutes, setting a timer for 15 minutes. And what she used to do is she would switch tasks every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't work for everybody, because some people can't handle not finishing a task, and that's totally fine. And again, we want to encourage you that something is better than nothing, and that you can find tasks that fit into the 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what Ruth used to do is that she would set the timer for 15 minutes and it wouldn't matter if she had finished the task or not. She would stop and move on to the next thing on her list. And then sometime, and then if she had set aside a 3-hour block of doing this like 15-minute Pomodoro method of hers, she would sometimes circle back around to that task to finish it off, but not always, because she was a really big believer in the something is better than nothing.
Yeah. And it does bring freedom, doesn't it, Kirst? Like even when I first started, and believe it or not, I used to run, and the way that I learned how to run is I used an app called Couch to 5K. And the concept is the 5K is the all and the couch is the nothing. And the something is whatever you do in between couch and 5K to get you to 5K. And so it was an app. So you put it in your ears with your music and it would be like walk 30 seconds until you'd walk. And then it'd go light jog 30 seconds, walk 45 seconds, medium pace run 1:30. And it would just talk you through from nothing between, you know, all or nothing, and give you all the something steps. And so that's what having tools around your decluttering, which, you know, go back on 300 episodes of the podcast, there are tools everywhere, is really, really helpful to know how to get there.
Yeah. So today has been about switching up your mindset that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can be shifting away from the absolutes and the extremes, and switching that thought and shifting that thought to something, something.
Something alive.
Something is better than nothing. So today we hope that you have enjoyed all the tips and tricks we've given. Amy, we have a review. Can I read it? Because
I know we now
I
have
really
a...
yes, want to.
Yes, I want you to as well.
Good. Amy, if you haven't listened to our episodes in the past, Amy is the person who collates and gets all of our reviews, and she's been reading them for the last however many months because I just don't know where to find them quickly. And she's like, you know, squirrel and can find things really, really quickly. And now we have the wonderful Belinda helping us to prepare. So if the next couple of months sound really organized and going forward, it looks really organized, it is because we amazing Belinda has been organizing us, because life is just getting, business is just booming, and there is just a lot on our plates. So this is one thing that we shifted from our plates to Belinda's plate. And so she's putting the review in for us, which means I get to read them. I'm so excited. So this one is from France.
Woo woo!
And it was like from last year. So we're really sorry, sweet Sue, for not getting to you earlier. So this is Super B. And it's a 5-star review, and it says, absolutely delightful podcast. I have started my minimalism and intentional living journey a while back, and listening to your podcast gave me new insights and ideas. Keep bringing wonderful value to our lives. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited that we got a review from France. So,
I know. I love it.
This is your challenge this week. If you also listen to our podcast in France, whether you're French or you're just traveling through France and you choosing to have us in your ears as you travel through France, it's your turn to leave a review this week.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to do it. It's like the Australian show Romper Room, where we look through the mirror and call you out. So we're calling out our listeners in France today. What a great episode. All or something.
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. And I'm really thankful to Belinda.
Thanks, Belinda, for all your help. We will see you next week. Until then, happy decluttering.
Thanks, declutterers. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.